crown jewel of our theater scene as being the Circle Theater.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Nelson. I was also looking into this in 1916 when Circle Theater opened on Monument Circle. It was said to be one of the largest silent movie palaces west of New York. And Dave, talk us through why Indianapolis? What was the reasoning for building this beautiful yet large theater here?
Well, I think certainly one of the reasons is the fact that we were, and still are, I guess, the crossroads of America, you know, the heartland. And in the early days of entertainment, you had to go through Indiana to get anywhere. So, mm-hmm. you know, we had roads crisscrossing Indiana. We had excellent roads, including the National Road, excellent rail service. So Hoosiers were exposed to entertainment, you know, from almost the beginning. So it would be only natural for them, with all of this exposure, to embrace this new technology immediately mm-hmm. and, you know, go to the movies.
Now, did the building of Circle Theater spark other development in and around?
Oh, yes. Shortly after that movie palace, and that's really what it was, especially looked upon in those days, it sparked a boom of theaters, a building all over the state of Indiana. And as a matter of fact, that building, the Circle Theater, which was financed and headed up by Robert Lieber and Herman Lieber mm-hmm. and A.L. Block.
Yeah, the Liebers, for the benefit of our listeners, mm-hmm. well-known already at that point. It would have mm-hmm. been multi-generational art yes. patron family here.
And Robert Lieber was head of the photography department at Lieber's, and he saw something in this forthcoming motion picture industry, and he thought that, you know, he should be a guy who books movies, and he was a distributor, became a distributor, and then decided to build this wonderful Circle Theater. And eventually, he rose through the ranks and became president and CEO of First National Films, which attracted such stars and got him under contract as Mary Pickford and Charlie Chaplin. So First National was really big, and Lieber was running it. Eventually, it was merged into Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's 1916, and we're going to go see a movie at the Circle Theater. What's it cost for a local resident to go in and see a silent film?
I suppose it was certainly not any more than 10 cents, probably 5 cents. Of course, you know, the Nickelodeons were a nickel. So the early theaters couldn't charge much more than that.
And before the theater there on Monument Circle, were there other places showing films along storefronts in downtown Indianapolis?
Oh, yes. We had a couple of theaters before the Circle, the Bijou, which was a mixed venue of vaudeville and motion pictures. A lot of theaters did that. And then the Alhambra, which was really the first house to show movies exclusively. But even before that, or during that
Where
time...
Where was the Alhambra?
I'm darned if I know.
Oh.
I can't.
It was long gone by your time.
Yes, okay. I didn't... I don't know whether I had the actual address or location in my book or not. Uh-huh. But at any rate, I heard read that they had as many as 11 movie houses, so to speak, on Illinois alone in downtown Indianapolis. Now, these are like storefronts, you know, because it didn't take anything. You put up a sheet or something, but have some benches in there, and those kind of things just sprung up everywhere.
Yeah, it took off quickly.